Today, I'm joined by Robin Ford. She is the team leader for Street Soldiers Troy. Robin, thank you for joining us today on the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
Thank you for having me.
So why don't we just start off? Can you just explain what is Street Soldiers?
We are a grassroots organization, strictly run by volunteers. We concentrate, obviously, on helping those who are in need. Most of the individuals that come through our line are either in a homeless situation or just living in low housing areas and just need that helping hand to get through on a day-to-day basis. We meet each and every Thursday evening. We set up at Work Center, St. Anthony's parking lot. We set up at 5 o'clock and we start serving promptly at 6. This past Thursday, last night, we had approximately 95 people in line.
Who makes the food and where do you get the supplies from and what's the process like?
Social media is our only means at this point. And then internally, of course, I have a core team that puts together a lot of the needs in regards to the hot food. So behind the scenes, I have 3 to 4 spectacular volunteers that will put together the hot meals for us. Last night, I believe we had vegetarian chili, we had mac and cheese, we had barbecue chicken sandwiches. We were able to provide about 2 to 3 hot meals for every person that came through the line. Those are done, as I said, by our volunteers. Everything else as far as pantry items and selected items and the special needs items and the essentials is strictly purchased by our base who follow us on Facebook. So every Saturday, I will post our need. For an example, this past week, I posted that we were looking to do a breakfast for all of our friends. So I had asked for 80 gallons, 80 half gallons of milk, 80 full boxes of cereal, 80 complete pancakes, and 80 things of syrup. With all the items being purchased, everybody will pull up at Work Center and open their trunks and everybody will drop off the supplies that they had collected. We're always very close. I do a lot of communication, as I said, on Facebook. I will periodically have to do another refresh just to make sure that we're going to be able to fill in those gaps. And if we do have gaps, that's where donations come from. And we have a Venmo account and also Street Soldiers PayPal. And both of those accounts, when individuals will donate funds, those funds are used, obviously, to fill in the gaps that we may have. So if we only acquired, we'll just say 60 half gallons of milk, we will purchase the remaining 20 with the funds that have been donated.
Great. Thanks for explaining that. As of mid-August, you relocated. You were before located in Barker Park. How do you communicate to the folks that come to get meals where you are now and how is the new location going?
A couple of challenges. So the positive feedback is from our volunteers because the space is a little bit easier. We're no longer in that compromising the sidewalk area. We had to be very conscientious in making sure when we were on Barker Park that we weren't blocking sidewalks. We weren't, you know, causing few delays. We weren't double parallel parking, things like that. So the drop off in that aspect is phenomenal. Work Center has been great to work with. The dilemma that we've had is we were told on July 15th that we were not going to be able to continue in Barker Park. So that only really provided us 2 weeks to be able to drum up flyers, be able to present them, and anyone that came through line that day or the following week, we were obviously able to notify, and we have a good communication with a lot of individuals. Where it runs into a problem is we have actually noticed last night we have a few of our friends that we have not seen. We have so limited people still behind the tables that we don't have enough people to kind of walk around the block and be able to gather and say, hey, we're around the corner. But last week and this week, we took a few minutes prior to starting, and we actually were able to go over to Barker Park and just let people know that that's where we are. We've relocated. I have to be honest, we're still down several of our friends, and these are the homeless friends. These are the friends that just may not have been able to either read our communication, understand our communication. They just haven't been to our new location.
And how long were you at Barker Park before you relocated?
Almost 3 years.
And you said you received communication on July 13th. Who is that communication from?
It was July 15th, and it was with Deputy Mayor Monica at Troy. We were in a Zoom meeting. We were actually trying to negotiate a possible relationship with the YWCA. Thank you.
Yeah.
We were trying to formulate a relationship, and they were very understanding and were willing to work with us. And we were going to consider going over to their location. So Monica was trying to orchestrate a relationship for us to work together. We were told that Barker Park at that time, we were causing too much congestion. She noticed a lot of individuals were lining up hours and hours prior and haining in the park is the terminology we were being referenced as. And I have to be honest, I did a little bit of research and we've done our due diligence watching and checking. And I drove by the park for many weeks on a day-to-day basis. And there's the same individuals that were hanging in the park, were in the park, whether it was a Monday or if it was a Thursday. It wasn't street soldiers causing the dilemma, as they called it. So I struggled only having, as I said, a couple of weeks to be able to relocate. But we have certainly managed and we love our new location at this time.
Great. And around the same time, more recently, the benches were removed from Barker Park. And I know this doesn't directly relate to your work, but I was wondering if you had a reaction to this move by the city.
It was heartbreaking. Often when we get done serving, our friends would go over and that was their communication. That was the time that they would be able to socialize with someone else. You know, sometimes it might have been just one person on that bench and then they would have that communication with another person. It was sad. It was sad to see the benches removed. Is it ironic it was around the same time? I don't know the answer for that. We do have a lot of individuals that may have mental health issues, that have some insecurities. It has challenges. And so when you're throwing the monkey wrench of all the changes, relocating, it becomes more challenging. And we were concerned we were going to lose our base. So that's why it was fabulous that we had the opportunity for the Rourke Center to accept us and allow us to be able to set up, because we're now still very close, not at Barker Park, but we're still very close. And if the benches were there, I assure you that many of our friends probably when they get done eating their meal, or grabbing the food, they would go over and sit down, because that's sometimes the only time that they're able to sit down and have a bite of a hot meal.
Robin Ford, thank you for sharing that. And as we wrap up, I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about your back to school campaign and some other needs that street soldiers might have now.
Absolutely. And thank you for that. As far as the back to school campaign, we have a lot of families and of course, added expense. And these items are not covered by food stamps and the other items that they may have the availability to have. So the school project that we have has been a kickoff, and we have a sign up genius on our Facebook page. Our Facebook page is Street Soldiers Troy, and honestly, it has been phenomenal. The support from our community is overwhelming. We have a tremendous amount of children that need our help. I think we're at a little over 40 that we're assisting at this time. And we have volunteers behind the scenes that are literally taking down their request and getting the children's teachers' supply list of what is going to be needed. And we have a lot of people behind the scenes just doing their due diligence, making sure that we have absolutely everything that is needed for the children to start their school year. And then we also have it brought to our attention yesterday, and as silly as this may be, we are only around the corner, but the extra block, half a block that our friends have to now walk has caused another dilemma, and our bags are just not holding up. We have plastic bags, the handles are breaking, the fabric bags, they start ripping. You know, we have different things that are happening, so we're going to try to do another drive to be able to possibly get some additional shopping carts. I have someone that approached us yesterday that are hoping to be able to make a connection with a couple of businesses in the city of Troy. and hopefully we get some support. Maybe they would advertise on a fabric bag and we'd be able to help in both ways. So it would be nice to have additional support for that.
Where can people find out more on your Facebook page?
All you have to do is in the search bar, type in Street Soldiers Troy, and our Facebook page comes up. And my contact information is on the Facebook page.
Robin Ford, the team leader for Street Soldiers Troy, thank you so much for joining us on the Hudson Mohawk Magazine today.
Absolutely.